Oh, hey, baby. Are you ready to head out already? No, I'm not. I'm definitely still busy. I think I finally have that curl in my hair the way I want it, with a lot of effort and a little bit of hairspray. But all I need to do is put on my makeup and I'll be ready to head out to meet my parents. Did you put on the cologne I bought you, by the way? It might be a good idea to use some. Not because, like, you're stinky or anything, I assure you. You're plenty hygienic. And you just took a shower earlier, so it definitely helped. But I don't know, it just comes off a little more well taken care of, I guess. Well, I just want my parents to think that we're doing good, you know? My mom's from a filthy rich family, and my dad made his own fortune. I just want to make sure they're impressed, I guess. No, I don't have anything to prove. To be completely honest, I don't really care about their opinion that much. Like, who actually cares if I don't earn as much money as I could have working as my dad's assistant? I'm perfectly happy doing what I'm doing, especially because I get to do it together with you. Yes, you look really handsome today. Could you hand me my makeup bag over there? Thanks. So, anyways, why'd you come in here? Well, you don't usually just walk into the bathroom when I'm getting ready in here. The only times that you really do that is if you need to find something and you know that I know exactly where it is, or if you want to distract me. So, which one is it? Well, I know you don't want to distract me right now because you are the one who planned this dinner date with my parents, right? You wanted to meet them. And I don't think you'd be one to back down from something that you planned yourself, you know? Something better. And what could you have possibly planned that would be better than. Hey, watch where those hands are going. Jesus. Nah, that's not gonna happen. I can't do something like that right now that I'm all dressed up and finally got my hair exactly the way I want it. Or did you just invite my parents to have dinner in a fancy restaurant because you wanted to get me all dolled up in a pretty dress like this, just so you could help me take it off again? Oh God, don't try deflecting that. I've been with you for long enough to know the way that you think, pretty boy. You just saw me in here and you couldn't resist getting me all worked up, could you? Well, just remember that the more worked up you get me before dinner, the more frustrated I'll need to vent afterwards. Maybe even during. Oh, you heard me. I don't think I have to repeat myself on that. So, unless you want to be distracted all night long, I advise that you keep your hands to yourself, mister. Hey, don't look at me like that. I didn't mean it in that way, dummy. Jesus. I know that you want a kiss right now, but the question is if you deserve it. You were very distracting earlier, and I nearly picked the wrong shade of eyeshadow because of it. Maybe I should just withhold some kisses for a while as punishment for trying to distract me when I'm getting ready. Oh my God. God damn it. You know I can't resist that pouty face. Oh, fuck. Come here. Strawberry. I don't have lipstick on yet, dummy. That's why I don't taste like strawberry, but do you really like it that much? Good to know. Maybe I can make use of that when we get back. Nothing in particular, just some less wholesome ideas. Well, that's not important right now. We're gonna have dinner first, and once we get back from dinner, we can do some of those things, if you're good. What do I mean? Well, first of all, if you were really a good boy for me, you wouldn't try to distract me during dinner, which I know that you're gonna try to do. And that's a big one. And also maybe be a little nice to my parents. What? I want them to like you, you know? To be honest, all they really know about you is that you're the lucky guy I decided to date. I'm pretty sure that they think that I'm insane for dating you simply because they don't see any reason behind it. Oh, well, I wouldn't be living with you if I didn't see something in you. No, would I? What I see is someone that I love who loves me back. What I see is a great guy who's willing to spend a lot of time with me, even when he already has a lot on his plate. What I see is someone who can open up to me about his feelings, even when it's really hard. Someone who's great and kind and amazing. Well, my parents seen each other, though. I think my mom sees a rich guy who can support her biological need for new clothes every week, and my dad sees a trophy wife who he can show off. Yeah, their relationship is more of a marriage of convenience. She was a trust fund kid, blowing all of her money, and he was a nobody who became a somebody. It's almost like that stereotype, you know? I would say that they're doing it intentionally, but I really don't think my mom is smart enough for that. Yeah, my childhood was pretty weird, like I told you before. I had to buy a bicycle with my own allowance so I could go to school because my mom kept forgetting, and basically teach myself how to become a regular human being with normal life skills. But honestly, I think I turned out fine, right? I'm not obsessed with seeing diagonal lines go more upwards, and I'm not fixated on getting more clothes either. So I'm basically rational and as normal as I could have been. Have I really not talked about my parents that much yet? I thought I kind of told you the basics at the very least. Okay. But I'm gonna have to kind of give you a crash course on my parents. I won't let you walk into dinner unprepared. They will try to take you by surprise and tag team you until your self-esteem is in a small puddle in the gutter. And that's barely an exaggeration. All right. First of all, my dad. He came from a small suburb, made a small company in his garage and slowly became bigger and bigger until he became filthy rich. Went to the stock market, sold 49% of his company, became even richer. He basically only cares about numbers. He quantifies everything. He's the kind of person that gets exactly 100% of his daily intake every day. It's almost like an obsession for him. All he thinks about is numbers. He's gonna ask you things like, how many square feet are we living in? And assume that you just know that. And he's probably gonna tell you exactly how many calories are in whatever you chose to eat at the restaurant, just because he knows. He's weird and sounds judgmental whenever he speaks. Don't get scared off. So long as you're able to keep up with his numbers, he'll like you. Oh, and if you want to distract him, bring up card games and tell him that you're always so amazed about how many combinations of a deck of cards can be shoveled into. My mom, on the other hand, is... well, I'm not going to call her a brainless Barbie doll of a woman, but the fact that I'm considering calling her that tells you already a lot about her. She's not the necessarily sharpest tool in the shed, but she has a very proportioned body. Between good genetics and a tasteful amount of plastic surgery, she's attracted some looks from previous boyfriends that I did not really enjoy seeing. She's very much going to criticize you about your appearance. Messy hair, really. Your tie's a little bit off. You could have really used a sharp razor on your face. That kind of stuff. And she has told someone, and I'm literally not even joking, that they weren't good looking because they unbuttoned one too many buttons from their shirt. Like, that's the kind of shallow visual pickiness you're in for. But with all that being said, don't be fooled. She can smell blood in the water, and she has a very sharp tongue. If she senses something that she doesn't like, or that something has gotten to you, she will continue to come after you with her sly, underhanded comments and wit. And don't give in, though. I promise it's gonna be okay. Kill him with kindness. They'll see how great you are. Honestly, I'm surprised that I'm this normal and don't need some type of therapy. Both of them are weird in their own way. Both of them are also a little bit insane. But I still love them. They're my parents. How could I not? Anyways, I don't think either of them will appreciate... I don't love him because he makes a lot of money or he's the smartest person I've ever met. I don't love him because he's a supermodel, but I love him because he's sweet and kind and emotionally intelligent and really, really fucking cares about me. And maybe he's a little bit cute when he's staring at my dick. Hey, you don't have to apologize, baby. I like it when you stare. My point is, it's not something quantifiable for my dad to understand, and it's not something aesthetically pleasing for my mom to understand. So to be completely honest, all they'll see is flaws in their eyes, which can be a bit of a confidence trashing. But don't worry, I'll be right here next to you the whole time. And afterwards, I'll make sure to bring up your confidence right back again by telling you how amazing you are. We both know that it's not that hard to do. A few I love yous here. A few you're so handsomes there. Maybe a massage all over your body to make sure every... single part of you knows how much exactly that I love it. Fuck, now I'm getting myself all worked up. I should really be focusing on getting ready for dinner. God, we can't be late. No, don't try that. We absolutely cannot be late for dinner. Because it's a number that you can count, and that's bad. Because if we're late, because we were too busy, my dad will judge us on how late we were and draw conclusions. And if I say that we were late because we were... making sure we looked perfect, my mom will start nitpicking everything. Either one is a bad one to do, so I'd rather just be on time, you know? Well, we could have a little bit of fun on the way there, I guess. But you'd have to be very convincing to get me to do that, you know? Plus, I need to be confident that you can keep focus on the road rather than on me. Fuck. We really can't blow it off anymore, no matter how tempting that offer is. But what we can do is go there and then have a little couple's bathroom break. And then go back to the table, as long as we don't look too disheveled. I think we can pull that off, right? And plus, I think it'll be pretty exciting to do something like that in such a fancy place. Then it's a deal. Now, all that's left is for me to finish doing my makeup. Maybe get in a few more kisses from my cute, sweet, loving boyfriend and husband-to-be. And then get this show on the road. I love you too, baby.